Well, here in this country today, an announcement about an infection that 1.2 million Americans are living with, HIV. Almost one in eight don't know they're infected. But today, actor Charlie Sheen said on NBC's Today Show that he is HIV positive.
It's a hard three letters to absorb, you know? It's a turning point in one's life.
And one that is not often done in public. So what does today's announcement mean for people who live with HIV? Terry Smith is Associate Director for Prevention at AIDS Project Los Angeles, Health and Wellness. Terry, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, Jeremy. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, there's been a lot of talk since this news came out about the stigma that some people associate with HIV and whether that stigma is going away to any degree. What do you think?
I think in some communities, stigma is a real problem. And I think that people like Charlie Sheen coming forth, being so bold to make their announcement, provides an opportunity for people who need to get tested, who might have HIV and are not in care, to really look at that and maybe get tested or get back in care. So I think that this is a great opportunity to shine light on a disease that has not gone away.
What does it mean for people who already were tested and know that they do have HIV?
Well, I think it means, because of Charlie just being so bold and courageous by coming out, I think it just puts a face to the disease of someone who says, yes, I'm HIV positive, yes, I'm in care, yes, I'm taking my medication, and really displaying an understanding of what it means to live with HIV, that it's not a death sentence, but rather it is just a disease like any disease, and I think a great opportunity and a reminder for people that HIV is something that can be dealt with.
Charlie Sheen's physician, Robert Huizenga, was on the Today Show this morning as well. He addressed the treatment that Sheen is receiving. Let's listen for a minute.
He was immediately put on treatment, strong antiviral drugs, which have suppressed the virus. Unfortunately, we don't have a cure yet. It's suppressed the virus to the point that he is absolutely healthy from that vantage. And my biggest concern with Charlie as a patient is substance abuse and depression from the disease more than what the HIV virus could do in terms of shortening his life, because it's not going to.
So let's address a couple things there. First of all, the idea that the HIV is not going to shorten his life.
Yeah, what we now know, I mean, HIV is much different now than it was back in 1985. We have medication that's extremely effective. It's actually moved to being just a chronic disease that is manageable, like diabetes and, you know, other diseases when you take your medication as prescribed by your doctor.
And what about what the doctor there said about substance abuse and depression being his biggest concerns? How common are those problems among HIV positive people?
Well, they are common among people. I don't know if they're more common than among HIV people than the general population. But certainly one of the things about when someone is in HIV care, they are now in medical care. And so other issues that could impact their ability to stay adherent, such as depression or substance abuse, get addressed. And so I think it's important to point out that people with HIV, as well as people in general, have other issues. And it's great that they were able to identify that for Charlie.
You know, a lot of people, when they hear about this, are going to think back to 1991 when the Lakers star Magic Johnson came out and announced his HIV status. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today. I just want to make clear, first of all, that I do not have the AIDS disease, because I know a lot of you want to know that, but the HIV virus.
How much has the world changed for people with HIV since then, in 1991?
Oh, so much. I mean, we have made leaps and bounds. I mean, today someone would not need to retire from a physical sport like basketball or football or any sport if they have HIV. Also, treatment has improved significantly. We are now able to get people who are HIV positive to what we call undetectable or suppression of the virus, as the doctor mentioned earlier, which means that they're like 96% less infectious, meaning that they're 96% less likely to infect somebody else. Also, the medication regimen that someone is put on for HIV is much more simplified. I mean, back in 85, people were on multiple pills. There are some regimens that are simply as simple as one pill a day. And then there are just more treatment options available to individuals. Their doctor can work with them. So if they try one medication and they're having some side effects, they can go to another. So there are just many more treatment options available.
And Magic Johnson, by the way, is still going strong.
He is. He is. And the other thing I would say, too, that what's different about the world now is that the face of HIV now is really young African-American and Latino men between the ages of 18 to 29, African-American women and Latinas, and then transgender women of all races. And so I think that as we think about HIV in 2015, it's a much different face than it was back in 1985.
That's Terry Smith, the Associate Director for Prevention for the AIDS Project Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.